Welcome to my first official podcast. I thought I'd tell you all about my up-and-coming trip to the South Pacific, specifically Fiji and Tonga. With a few days to go, I'm just a little bit excited. The gear I need is bought, and all that's left to do is pack my bags and get to Heathrow. Getting rid of this cold might help too. So, where am I going? I first visited Fiji in the summer of 2009, where I stayed with Austin Bowden Kirby for a month working on the Corals for Conservation project. The project is one of the first of its kind in the world, working on preserving coral reefs by propagating and growing on corals to replant reefs around the world. Taking advantage of my long university holidays, I thought I'd plunder my savings and head back out there. Some of you may have seen the project in action. It featured on the BBC in a short programme called The Coral Gardener, and then again in the series South Pacific, where some of the propagated corals starred in a time-lapse piece. So, what will I be doing out there? After all, it isn't just a holiday. We'll be working mainly on the isolated island of Motariki, which isn't widely open to tourists and boasts some truly beautiful reefs already. We aim to keep them this way and improve them further. Staying with the local people, we hope to help conserve their reef for them and future generations. Right, some of the goals of the project. We will work with the local school on making fish houses. These are basically stone and cement igloos for planting corals into sandy areas. Not only do they provide good coral anchors, but they also provide shelter for species such as pufferfish, reef lobsters and more. In addition to this, we'll be working with the local young people in gathering healthy coral samples from the reef and setting up or re-establishing coral gardens. Now onto the scientific side. With coral bleaching becoming a global problem, we are going to try and search out temperature-tolerant corals for a new coral farm devoted to climate change adaptation. There is a former failed restoration site that is subjected to bleaching every summer, and where a few thermally tolerant corals already thrive. We are going to try our best to bring this site back to life, with the aim of it being a thriving reef once again in years to come. This will be a globally important task. The future survival of coral reefs may rely on findings such as these. Back on dry land, we will be speaking to local people, especially the village elders, to try and record traditional stories regarding the sacred reefs where no one is supposed to fish, and how do local people use the reef. Plus, we'll survey the sacred reefs as a background to the possible establishment of a formal marine park or reserve in the future. My main job, however, will be to photograph the wildlife of the island, both land and at sea. We are going to try and record all of the birds on the island and make a start with the invertebrates and reptiles. Underwater will be more difficult, but I'll try my best to find some interesting stuff hidden within the reef. If possible, we'd like to make a nature trail around the island with added cultural information to provide the local people with something to show tourists around and bring much needed money to the area. After my stay in Fiji, I'll be popping over to Tonga to do something I've wanted to do for a while. Last summer, I spent some time in Alaska photographing the humpback whales there. We had some brilliant sightings, but unfortunately my photos didn't match them. This summer, I'll be off to check out some more humpback whales, but I won't be on a boat. I'll be underwater with the whales. Tonga is one of the only places in the world where you're able to swim with these magnificent creatures, and I'll be doing my best to get some shots for you guys. So, keep checking out elmasimages.com and like my page on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. I will try and keep you all as up to date with my adventure as possible, as long as I have internet connection and electricity. I hope it doesn't make you too jealous.